When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the home page. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. And it's not often I say I'm delighted to tell you that it is a cloudy, rainy day here in the great Pacific Northwest. But you know what that means? No snow. Woohoo! And no wind. We're in good shape. And speaking of that, there are a lot of smiling faces around me. Across the table, as always, would be Animal World's production engineer, Mike Roberts, is here. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Martha. Mm-hmm. How are we this morning?
I'm fabulous.
I say we in the sort of the collective
mode
here.
Well, speaking for myself, okay. I am really good.
We'll zero in.
Yeah. All
right. Good.
And how are you today?
Excellent. Not a care in the
and
world.
You're still looking really coiffed and cleaned up and everything and all of that.
Well, when I get a haircut, I get my money's worth. It's just the way it is, you know, just
well,
the kind no, of guy I am.
I understand that because, you know, the cost of everything these days is way
absolutely,
too much.
Absolutely.
So you get it cut much shorter, so it has plenty, you can let it go a long time before the next haircut.
And
right?
I usually do.
Yeah. Yeah. And of course, you know, and we talk often about the difference between when Gary Hill was here and production engineer for 8 years and now you've taken over. Well, one of the things that you just kind of can't cover, one of the bases you can't cover, is that I forgot to mention it last week because I think we talked about your haircut, was that, you know, Gary has, well, I call it Dan Lewis hair.
He does.
You know, and for any of you that you all know, if you watch Como News, you know, television news, you know, Dan Lewis, the anchor forever, who's so wonderful, and he has that perfect stand-up straight hair.
Okay. What you see is what you get every day.
Yeah, and but it stands up. Well, and Gary has Dan Lewis hair, but Gary keeps his hair shorter than Dan Lewis does. But when Gary would, you know, when he gets his hair cut, it's with that stand-up perfect hair. If you pet it, it like feels really cool.
And oh, so, gosh, I hope we don't get into that.
Well, see, that's why I said you can't cover that face, because
right.
when Gary would get his hair cut,
that's a relief.
I would sneak up behind him and pet his head. Because it felt so good.
Now, see, that would knock me off my kilter just a little bit.
Well, you see, I didn't start doing that for maybe, we were together 8 years. You know, I mean, we were radio spouses.
Of course.
Okay. You know, we got to that point. Once we crossed that radio spouse line, I felt it was fine for me to pet his head. And he, you know, he seemed to be okay with it. And Mary, his wife, didn't object. I was only petting his head. So, you know, anyway. But so you don't have stand-up straight Dan Lewis hair, so you have nothing to worry about.
Boy, I feel even better now.
So I thought I'd throw that out, because when you got a hair, because I thought about it. I just forgot and didn't mention it on the air, because it occurred to me, well, your hair's cut, but, I mean, there's no hair to pet over. I mean, your hair's not, I'm sure it's fine to pet, but, you know, it's that stand-up straight stuff that's so much fun.
It is what it is, right?
And if either one of you, you know, Aji, well, I should say, call screeners, Kathy's here, Aji's here. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
And
good
I would
morning.
Say this is not a male, a girl, boy thing. because if one of you ladies shaved your head, I'd be wanting to scrub your head, too. I'd want to pet your heads, too, because it's just, you know, short, stand-up hair feels really good.
But, Martha, I'm afraid that Mike might feel left out. Oh. Should I go by and pet his hair, too?
I can deal with that.
You think, are you okay, Mike? I could tell by his reaction that he was not upset that he didn't have stand-up hair.
Yeah.
It works for me. It is, like I said, it is what it is, and I'm just just fine with it.
Yeah. Well, and you wouldn't necessarily look good with Dan Lewis hair. You look good with your own hair.
Right. But so I agree.
Mike, it's leave me alone.
Well,
right?
And I should have said.
No. Don't be weird.
Gary having Dan Lewis hair. Now, Dan Lewis is more in Mike, our age category. So Dan Lewis's hair is gray now. I think it used to be blonde years ago. Well, Gary, you know, Gary's just a kid. So Gary has brown Dan Lewis hair. Now, with, you know, two young kids, it might get gray, but you never know. Anyway.
Quickly.
Okay. Never mind. Okay, so we're all here. Mike's here. Kathy's here. Aji's here. It is, holy mackerel, can you believe it? It is the first Sunday of March already.
Daylight savings time is next week.
I saw that on my calendar when I flipped the page, and I went, are you kidding me?
It seems like they sneak it up and up every year.
Doesn't it seem like it's early?
I don't do daylight savings time. I refuse to acknowledge it. I don't move my clocks, and I just sort of deal with it. Now, I'm often late for a lot of meetings, but I get off work an hour earlier, so it all works out.
Now we do have something to discuss.
I see. Okay.
You don't change your clocks?
Nah.
And you just ignore it? Are you going to be here on time for the show, or are you going to have to give me a crash course today, and I'm going to have to do this myself for an extra hour?
I'm pretty sure I'll be here. But, I'll just be here early. My time. Yeah. I'll be on time your time. I'll just be here early on my time.
I see.
It all works.
Okay.
I know it's confusing.
Well, I'll tell you what, because what's the deal with daylight savings time is spring forward, fall back.
Right.
I love the fall back part.
Because
you get an extra hour. The spring forward, I'm with
you.
That's
hard. It's
going to
be tough.
See, that's why you don't like it, because you're a night person like me.
That is correct.
And we don't get enough sleep as it is. So to have to miss an hour, and let me tell you, especially on Saturday night, holy moly, that's not. Yeah. I mean, for me, you know, because I'm not a, never mind. Anyway. I'm not a great fan of daylight savings time starting. Now, I like the result. I do like it being lighter longer, but I kind of think, you know, for the hour, I think that when they started daylight savings time, you know, a gazillion years ago, it made sense because they didn't have the power and the electricity and so it made sense to have daylight longer for farmers.
Correct.
You know, it really doesn't.
I just wish they'd just decide. If they ever decided to eliminate switching back and forth, I would adjust my clocks appropriately.
Right, if they just did, but let's just stay in daylight.
Unless and until they do,
yeah, okay.
Ain't going to happen.
Who's they?
Well,
they,
the
those,
powers that
yeah.
be.
Whoever That's my question.
Well,
I know.
You don't want to know who they are.
Oh,
you're better
okay.
off not knowing.
All right.
Well, anyway,
we're all better
if
off
if
not
I
knowing.
If I was they, if it were up to me, I'd just make it one way or the other, and let's just not change it
right.
anymore.
You would have my complete support.
Now, would you go with let's stay in standard or let's stay in daylight?
That doesn't matter to me.
Okay. So we're just good. But I just think it should. I just don't think there's any reason to switch back and forth anymore.
I wholeheartedly agree with that.
But
nobody has
voted me in charge.
Yeah.
So,
well, let's find out who they are and get them on the show.
Mm-hmm. Well, really, yeah.
That's right. We'll pin them down.
Okay. All right. Well, speaking of, it is the first Sunday of March. Yikes. But that means the first Sunday, that means it's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, Martha, and whoever else I invite to join us. And speaking of that, we do have someone joining us today. We're going to start with, however, our basic follow-up. News, animals in the news, and good news. And let's see, tip will run. Tip's probably not going to run, but if it does, it'll run at 10. And that's another thing, Mike. I'm thinking that if we have time in this first hour, I might move current events to the end of this first hour instead of the end of the second hour.
Works for me.
Okay. That's just a little heads up.
Little so heads up. I appreciate that.
But I haven't decided yet.
Hey.
You know, we'll see.
I will follow your lead. We'll be ready to go.
So what we're going to do, we're going to start with all of that stuff in this hour. And because it's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday, and I usually try to have some time for phone calls in case there's somebody out there that's got a behavior or training or healing issue with their animal friend that they've got to ask about, and that we will... I'm going to give you phone numbers now, and probably best that you call in this first hour with those calls. Maybe after the bottom of the hour, in the second half hour of this first hour, call us, because I would be happy to dump some of the animals in the news stuff and talk to you on the phone about behavior training or healing questions. And let's do the phone numbers right now. Local phone number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. And toll free is 888-298-KKNW. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. And then you can send us an email to the studio here anytime during the show to our live email address, which is pretty simple, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. So if you've got something pertinent you need to get in with, call in this first hour, because in the second hour, but arriving before that, so she'll join us when she gets here, probably 9:30 or so, we are going to talk some official dog training today. Got Miriam Rose will be in the studio with us, and I call her the dog nose lady. Now, no, she doesn't have a dog nose, but she is a trainer, and she teaches dog nose work classes, which is kind of the latest dog training fun thing to do with your dog. And it is a lot easier and more convenient to do than like teaching your dog tracking. If you want to teach your dog to track a scent and find someone, find a scent, then the training is more difficult, usually practice outside and out in the country stuff. And, you know, if you want to do herding with your dog, you got to go off where there's livestock to herd and that sort of thing. Well, the nose work stuff is actually something that is done more locally, and it's easier to do, and it's not a competition sport. I mean, you're not, in most cases, training to go into comp. In fact, I will find out, are there even any nosework competitions yet? But it's a great thing. Dogs are functional creatures. It's a great thing to learn to do with your dog. It's fun for the human. It's fun for the dog. And we're going to find out all about that. And then you're going to be able to see demonstrations in person at next weekend at the Seattle Kennel Club Dog Show, which is local here in Seattle. So we'll find out about that. And that's going to be from 10 to 11. And then in the 11 o'clock hour, as promised, I'm going to continue our little classroom, Martha's classroom here on Animal World. Remember, the first Sunday of January, I started with communicating with animals, sending information to animals, and the basic human-to-animal transference. The first Sunday of February, we followed up with communicating with animals and receiving information, which is what everybody wants to do, and kind of how that ties in with human-to-animal transference. And I explained to you that unless you are naturally gifted in the telepathic and empathetic reception department, which most of us are not, it is a skill everyone can learn and have, but you have to do some generally clearing and emotional releasing. I call it emotional homework, to clear out the channels, so to speak, to be able to receive. And so I promised you that today I would start giving you that information. So between 11 and 12, we're going to do the emotional homework, clearing, healing tools so that one can receive, and then also so that you're responsible for your own emotional junk and your animals don't have to process it, as in the human-to-animal transference. Because there's no way to stop the human-to-animal transference other than being responsible and doing your own homework. So we will cover that in the 11 o'clock hour. If there's time left over, we'll open phone lines again. Does that sound like a plan, everybody?
Yeah, let's do it.
Did you raise your hand, Mike?
No, I was going to adjust my microphone, but I had my mic on, so I decided I'd wait.
Okay, so cool. And when it comes to the emotional homework and releasing clearing tools, and it's going to be basic anger, grief, and fear, which are
Very primary.
The primary. Primal, I mean. Primal could get, you know.
Yeah.
The primary lower emotional energies that we stuff and suppress that muck up our abilities to receive telepathically and empathetically. So that's what we're going to be doing. All righty then. Oh, and Kathy's leaving early. Because you have, should we say congratulations to somebody in your family?
Oh, Caleb, my grandson.
Yeah, so what's going on?
He's having a big day today.
Yeah.
Yes. He's taking a step in the church that he goes to.
Oh, what
church? The bigger and better things.
yeah. Yes. Did you say he's being ordained?
Yes, into the priesthood. Cool. Right.
Catholic?
No.
No?
No.
A different?
Yes.
Are you going to tell us?
I don't think so. I don't see it coming.
You don't have to.
He's LDS. Latter-day Saint, Mormon.
Oh, Mormon. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's what he gets to do today. He's looking forward to it.
Right. Yeah. So, congratulations are in order.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Caleb. Congratulations, Caleb.
Really looking forward to this.
All right.
So big day for him.
We'll expect a full report next week.
Right. Okay. We'll do that.
God bless Caleb and his ordination today.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
Very nice of you to say that.
Well, my pleasure.
Good.
You know, I mean, because, you know, we talk a lot about what my spiritual path and what I do through Ananda and working with the yogi principles. The whole point of the spiritual path that I walk and what Yogananda brought to America so many years ago was the integration of all religions. So I pray to saints of all religions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, there's truth in all religions. So
absolutely.
I support everybody.
I agree with you on that.
So, I'm very happy to send blessings well wishes and congratulations to Caleb.
Thank you so
much. And good for you for going to support him.
Well.
We will all be there with you in spirit.
Thank you.
We expect a little report next week on how wonderful it was.
Okay.
Cool.
Perfect.
Right. Okay, so Kathy's going to slip out early, but Aji will be here covering the bases, so there will be somebody here answering the phone. Okie dokie then. So I think it's time to get to business here. Well, sort of. You know me in the fruit and around department. It is time to start follow-up, and boy, do I have some follow-up to start with. It is huge, and you just may have felt the earth move on Thursday. That's my drum roll. It was kind of a crummy little drum roll.
That was really a cheesy drum roll.
It was. It sounded like just a little snare drum.
It was in our effects library, and I didn't have a chance to preview it. If we ever do that again, we will have
a better drum roll.
My
that
apologies.
That was a cheesy little drum roll.
Yeah, that was embarrassing.
Especially when the earth moved.
Yeah. Well, the earth, how far did the earth move? Well, let's find out. Tell us more.
Yeah, tell us more.
You know, y'all know me. Well, and y'all haven't been with me that long here. But I'm like, if Gary was here, he'd have had a huge drum roll. Just because he knows. It has been a long time coming, kicking and screaming, but I have actually begun my transition into the 21st century. Because I went shopping
on
Thursday, and I came home with a brand new Mac computer.
Oh, wonderful.
Mm. See, the earth really did move.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, and this is huge for me. Oh, yeah. Aji, applause. Now, see? Yes. There we go. And I have to tell you, this has been, I was anticipating quite a huge thing associated with doing this. And I've been, you know, kind of dragging my feet. And and there actually is what really got me going, because I've been planning to do this for the last 2.5 years, pretty much since I moved. And then it just, you know, I didn't get through the list of things, and it just didn't. I kept putting it off and putting it off. And then I was going to do it right out. I was going to wait till after the holidays and get to it right. And then, you know, didn't happen right away. And then snow happened. All I can do, putting it off.
There's always reasons.
Yeah. But this is how, now this is sort of doo-doo stuff. I don't think it's doo-doo. It's not doo-doo enough to play the music, because it really is, this is real stuff. And this is how you pay it. This is what happens when, because spirit speaks in many ways, but you get messages and you get told, and the point is to listen. And I finally, after all these years on the planet, I'm finally beginning to listen. And I've been just dragging my feet for so long. What got me going is that y'all, you regulars know the folks that adopted my cats, Mr. and Mrs. T. Pat is the gal that adopted my cats, and she chimes in from time to time. And I've been working with Mr. T and doing some hands-on healing. You know, I left the studio last week early to go to his house and work on him. And so Pat and I have been in communication as well. A little over a week ago, Pat sent me an email. And I don't know what sparked her to do this, but she said, you know, Martha, she said, don't make the same mistake that I did and wait too long to replace your computer, because I dinked around and waited too long and my old computer crashed and I lost everything. So if you wait too long and your computer crashes, you could lose everything.
And that's never any fun. Happened to probably just about everybody. And hopefully it just happens once.
Wood, not me. But anyway, so when I got that email from her, now, and see, this is what most of us do. The normal thing would be to say, it won't happen to me. Won't happen to me. Won't happen to me, especially the younger you are. The won't happen to me business, okay? And you just ignore it. Not me. I got that email and went, holy crap. I cannot ignore this. I instantly, at that moment I got that email, I pulled out my calendar, I marked Thursday, I said, I am going to do this now. I'm not taking a chance. Because my old computer, I have a PC, and I do take care of things. And my PC is like at least 15 years, if not older.
That's amazing.
Everybody
that
just about falls over that it's still working and it had it that. But so it's at least that long. I've been running on Windows 98.
Wow.
I have not been supported for a very long time. Not that I would know how to use tech support. And last time I tried to call, it took forever and all. Anyway, so that this old antiquated system. So anyway, I went Thursday to the Apple store. I went to Alderwood. And I have to say, fortunately, it's simple. You can. I had decided already that I wanted to stay with a laptop. I mean, a desktop. But there's only two choices: get the really big one or the really huge one. And then there's two options within each. And I got the 21 and a half, the smaller of the two. I am so delighted. I just can't tell you what a fabulous process this has been. I mean, I sat down and started to use that Mac computer in the store, and I am no geek. I mean, I'm not even close. I don't even have one letter of that word in my name. And, well, you know, a PC that's over 15 years old running on Windows 98, I couldn't possibly be one. But my friends were so, so right. They are so much more intuitive. They are so much simpler. And you don't have all the crap that comes along with it.
If you think you like it now, just wait 3 or 4 months.
Oh, I'm sure, because I'm still good. But I took like a duck to water. It was real easy to, and I really liked it. Oh, and I didn't get a mouse. I got one of those finger pads.
Okay.
Which is very cool. Now, so my thinking there was the mouse, they do have mice. But they're different. There's right. No like right click left right. Quick and I figured it would be, if I had a mouse, I'd be tend to go into automatic pilot on a mouse. But if I had to learn a finger pad, I'd have to learn it all over, and that was probably better for my brain and all of that. So, but then the first downside was that ordinarily you go in there, you bring your computer in, and they'll transfer everything for you. Well, but when I told the gal, who was probably younger than my old computer that was helping me, that, you know, I was on Windows 98 and it was 15 to 18 years old, she had to go back to the, you know, the tech department to talk to
somebody. I'm sure they all got a good chuckle out of that.
Well, yeah. And then by the time when they stopped laughing, the guy right. came out to talk to me and said, oh, no, we can't do that. It's just too old. But I already had a backup plan because I had the gold bar geek who, you know, out in my neighborhood, who's, you know, a computer guy that comes to your home. And I'd had him out once before. And so I figured, and I'd already talked to him that he would help me with all of that. And so that way, so I just bought my computer. We set it up. I did have them install Office, which is the Mac version of Microsoft. Mm-hmm. So I would have the Word and all of that kind of stuff, thanks to my friend that told me to do that. And that was a really good plan.
Yeah, good
advice. Home I came. And I kind of thought I had to switch from one or the other and figure all of that out. But I found I hadn't even thought about the fact that my stepson had set up a wireless internet in my house. And plus I have the cable. So when I brought the Mac home, I had enough room in my little office. I just cleared a space and set it up. And with Mac, all you have to do is plug the darn thing in. You're like good to go. And I'd seen how they connected to wireless at the store, so I was able to do that. And so right away, Thursday evening, I had both my computers going. And then I called a Gold Bar Geek on Friday, and bless his little heart, he came over yesterday. He was like that fast. It was kind of a pain to figure out how to transfer stuff, because even with all his special stuff, he couldn't get the computers to talk to each other. But he ended up having to take the old computer apart and take the hard drive out and then connect the hard drive straight to the Mac. And boy, but he was able to then. So the really cool thing is that we were able to switch all my documents, my downloads and that kind of stuff. So where I am at this point, I have to say, the Apple tech support is like phenomenal.
Yeah, they really are.
Well, get this, Mike. Friday, I was trying to set, I was trying to get a screensaver to work, and I picked out the one, and I couldn't get it to work. And so for 90 days, you get free phone calls to them anytime. And I remember the days of trying to get a hold of Microsoft and all of that. And it's like, oh, come on, it can take a week to get there, and it's awful. But I thought, well, I'll try this. So, you sign up online and type in your little stuff. Now that I have a computer that works, I was able to do that. And so I put in my phone number, and I hit the send button, and they'll call you back, right?
Yep.
And I hit call me back now. I hit the send button. Get this. Within 30 seconds, the phone rang, and I had a real person with no accent that was in the country.
That's one of the reasons Apple is a $500 billion company.
Yeah, and then talked me right through it. It was like, yep. Holy moly.
I've actually had Mac tech support where I've gone on the internet, logged on, and they've essentially taken over my computer, gone in and looked at some corrupt files that were causing me some fits.
And really?
Something that I or probably even somebody else could have never figured out, they figured out in about, I don't know, 20 minutes. They had it all figured out.
Wow. And the other thing I got was the one-to-one, which you buy that, and for a year you can make an appointment and take your computer, go into the store, and they'll teach you how to do anything, work with anything. Yep. There's all kinds of free classes and all kinds of stuff. So I'm like set. Now, the worst problem is that I'm having to adjust. It really doesn't have anything to do with the new computer, except that I'm having to adjust to the finger pad, which is taking some time to get used
that's
to.
Different.
And then the other big thing is that I do AOL, and I've always liked AOL, but on my old computer I could only have AOL 6.0, which is like an antiquated version of AOL.
That's like Windows 98.
So, right, it's like Windows 98. So as soon as we switched it to Mac, I got the new version. And so I'm having to get used to that.
It's different looking.
So adjusting to the new AOL and using the finger pad are my biggest problems. Then the other two things is that they weren't able to transfer my favorites, my bookmarks from the AOL. So I'm going to have to do those individually, and I sort that through that. And then there's a few files, documents that were in a form other than Word that I have to change to another form to move over to the other computer. But I actually know how to do that.
Yeah. Those are all good exercises just to get you more familiar with what screenshots, how things look, and what you got to do to get around and make stuff happen. So, yeah.
So, I'm just good. Going on record here. Oh, well, and by the way.
We are very, very proud of you, Martha.
Yeah.
Very proud. I think it's a major accomplishment. Major step forward.
Yeah, yeah. And the real doo-doo part is that I took Steve Jobs with me.
Oh.
Because, he's come through Robin on Robin and Martha Sunday, and he was into the yogi stuff and the Yogananda stuff.
He was.
So we're connected now.
All right.
So I asked him, remember, I asked him on the air last month with Robin if he'd come, if he'd help me shop. And he said, yeah. So he went with me, and he made the decision whether I get the smaller or the larger computer, because as soon as I sat down at the big computer to check it out, in my right ear, I heard instantly his voice, it's too big. And I said, oh, okay. Moved over to the other one. It was right. That's what I got. So anyway, it's nice to have help from the other side. So there's the woo-woo part of today.
All right.
All right. So I think, I mean, how cool is that?
Woo-hoo. Yeah. One thing you might want to consider is I, in my like home office, I have both a Mac and a PC, mm-hmm. and I back up all my data files on the hard disk, but also to an external hard disk.
Oh, that's the other thing. This is like way cool. This is so cool. I, you know, I'm a QVC person.
I did not know that.
Oh yeah, I love QVC. Well, I love QVC, and they came out with, I mean, they not QVC, but they had a product. It's called a Click Free, and it's a little device that all you were supposed to do is have to plug it into your computer, and as soon as you plug it in, it like downloads everything, backs up everything, and. And at first I was going to order one, but when I called them up and found out it didn't work on Windows 98. And then it didn't work on Apple. It didn't work on Mac either. But then recently they came out with one, a Click Free that works on either a PC or a Mac, and you can transfer from either or. Now, it wouldn't work for me to transfer because it doesn't work with Windows 98, but... You can download from different computers. It keeps them separate. You just plug it in and it downloads everything. And then if you plug it, the next time you plug it in, it just picks up everything that's new. And it's simple. Well, anyway, so I had bought that ahead of time thinking this will work for my Mac. And because I'd never backed anything up, which is why when I got Pat's email, I boot scooted to the store and bought a new computer. And so when we got everything set up yesterday, I got out my Click Free, which is the same electric blue color as my Mini. It's very cool. And the Gold Bar Geek was impressed with, where did you get this? Because we just plugged it in, you know, and boom, it just backed up. It was dirt simple. So everything on my new Mac is already backed up. How All cool right. is that?
Getting off to a great start. Isn't that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Now, then my best friend said, oh, well, now you got to get on Facebook and it'll really be good for the radio show. And I had to say that I didn't say anything about doing Facebook or getting an iPhone or anything along that stuff. I'm just doing this computer thing. So, but I have to admit, see, my excuse for not doing that kind of stuff was that I had Windows 98 in my old computer and I couldn't do that. I've never even looked at a Facebook page, folks. And I'll tell you right now, I'm not tweeting. There's not that's and all that stuff
ain't gonna happen.
Now the Facebook thing, I suppose I'm being open-minded on that because I've never actually even looked at a page. I really don't know what it is. And now that I have a computer that could do all of that, see, I haven't even been able to watch YouTube's.
Wow!
I can now watch YouTube. Remember the OWL release that's on my website? I couldn't. Why you had to show it to me here? I couldn't watch it at home. But I can now watch YouTube. So. The first thing I want to do is learn to use the digital camera I was given so long ago and couldn't use, and then how to put pictures into my computer and that kind of stuff. And then I think I will look at Facebook. And then, you know, there's a possibility I might.
Yeah.
I'm not saying never. I might.
Exactly. You might like it.
I might.
But I wouldn't say never.
Right.
Because
right.
particularly when it comes to the show, there are some applications that you might find nice, stuff that you can do.
Right.
But you don't have to overcommit right now.
No.
Just sort of ride the fence.
Yeah, I'd say not. At first, I got to learn how to use the, because I already have the digital camera, and I need to learn how to do all of that. And once I get really good, then I'll look at Facebook and we'll see. So that's my earth-shattering move. So, you know, if you felt the earth move on Thursday, you probably did. And I am such a happy camper.
All right.
I love my new computer. All right. So there we go. Now, how about we take care of our advertisers and sponsors? Because without them, there's no us. It is the most important part of the show. So please pay attention, support, thank them when, if you can, for supporting Animal World. And when we continue, we'll do the rest of the follow-up, Animals in the News, Best Good News About Animals. Hopefully, Miriam will show up here shortly, so we'll be ready to go at 10 with her. And maybe even before, who knows? Anyway, Animal World will continue straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend, and Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Visit Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Avenue in Marysville. Give them a call at 360-658-7817. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Call into Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis Wednesdays at 12 noon Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern Time for your free on-air readings. Robin uses her ability as a karma specialist, medical intuitive, and metaphysical healer to assist you in removing blockages so you can experience life more fully. She's a medium who can talk to your spirit guides and angels. And check out Robin's Soul Spa at robinalexis.com.
Does your dog experience bad breath or gas? Does your cat spit up hairballs? Try Optigest. Optigest is a natural formula of digestive enzymes and the prebiotic FOS. Even pets with a healthy diet can experience digestive upset due to diet change, separation, or the normal aging process. Optigest works fast and has no inactive ingredients. Optigest supports intestinal balance and a healthy immune system to promote more comfortable, active, and vibrant dogs and cats. Ask for Optigest at your natural pet store today.
Pam and Rochelle are Chat with Women.
This life, you're becoming my mother.
I know I am. I think I am your mother.
Listen to Chat with Women to be informed, motivated, inspired.
So you're saying that he's been married twice before this woman?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Take 1 hour out of your day to learn and grow and change your life.
I see you getting married in 3 years.
Oh, my God.
Every weekday morning at 8, Chat with Women on 1150 KKNW.
This new year, give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, a strong immune system, and a healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Go to NuProSupplements.com for more information. That's NuProSupplements.com.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Get a grip on life with Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk, and let's say thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It's a Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with Martha. We're still, I had to tell you my computer story, but we're still in follow-up. Get to animals in the news, best good news about animals. I'm going to just alert you that we're probably going to be interrupted here in the next few minutes because our guest, Miriam Rose, the nose work lady, was supposed to be here a little earlier, and and they're walking in now. So we'll get her set up so she can join us for the rest of this half hour and get comfortable before we talk about nose work in the second hour. And then we're going to do the follow-up with emotional homework for communicating with animals and human-to-animal transfer and stuff in the third hour. So while they're getting set up, and I'm going to cover just a couple of follow-up issues. Boy, I don't have good news. Last week, remember we talked about two missing animal cases. And the first one was the homeless guy that was sleeping in his truck down by, you know, the Olympia, right, Shelton area. Olympia. And the truck was stolen while he was in it, and he was sleeping in the back of the bed under the canopy, and his cat Herman was in the front. And the long and short of it is that he was chased out at knife point from the truck. The truck was dumped. The canopy was trashed. The truck was trashed. And in the process, Herman, his cat, was lost. We have called in, or I have, you know, called in our best intuitive medium communicator psychics. Robin Alexis has been involved. Kim Miller has been involved. My friends and listeners, you know, Pat and Dave, who have my Mr. T cats, they were really concerned, remember, and we talked about, yep, last week that they were concerned. So here's what the deal. Actually, Dave and Pat actually went all the way down there, put out signs, they helped look. From what I get from Robin Alexis and from Kim Miller Medium, we feel really strongly that Herman is still alive, the cat, and that he is in that wooded area around the dump site. And he would come back to the truck. The problem is it's a high crime area, and Jeff, the owner, is afraid to stay there. So I'm just praying like crazy to get these guys together. The good news is that a new canopy was found for his truck.
Oh, that's great.
So we got a canopy on the truck now.
Nice job. And thank you to whoever did that.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't know how that came about, but I know that there's a canopy on the truck now. Pat and Dave are still working on this. They've corralled Peg and Olympia. You know, our regular listener, Peg and Olympia, has gotten involved now to kind of, you know, coordinate things down there, and so we're still working. So continue praying for Jeff and Herman and seeing their reunion.
Absolutely.
And the last time I talked to Robin, she saw Herman shivering. He's cold, you know, and he's a brown black with a little gray tabby. So we're still looking. Now the other missing animal we were talking about was Oscar the corgi. In the north of San Diego foothills, and his owner Raina Baker, he ran off from there, from the ranch camp that she works at, and he's lost out in the wilderness down there somewhere, I have not received, last reports I've received is that they still have not been reunited, although. Raina, the owner, is out on horseback looking. They've got searchers going. They were hooking up with somebody like Missing Pet Partnership, somebody down there, and I gave them their contact information, too, in case they have a division down there. So they were going to get a tracking dog out there because our best communication says the dog is running like a lost dog. And eventually he may find his way back to the ranch. I don't know. But please keep up your prayers and good thoughts and see Oscar getting back to that ranch camp that where he left from, or the reunion between him and his owner. I wanted to really have good news on both of these accounts. But we both, Spirit is telling us not to give up on either one of these cases.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay? Hang in there.
Right. Well, but, so you know, because, you know, if they get, you know, munched for dinner by somebody or something happened. But no, Spirit is saying keep it up.
Absolutely.
Okay, so
don't give
up. Keep up. Keep it up. All right. Great time now to say, all right, we are now complete for the day because everybody's in the studio. Oh, now you don't have to do that silently anymore, because sneaking in as I was chatting away, Kathy and Ajie have played musical chairs. So Kathy's in the studio answering the phone. Ajie is in the studio with us. Hi again, Ajie.
Hi.
Hello. And Miriam Rose has made it in the studio. Good morning, Miriam.
Good morning. Thank you for the kind invitation.
Oh, you're very welcome. Glad to have you here. And you've got time to kind of get used to things, because I've been fruiting around talking about my new Mac and all that sort of thing, which you and I had a conversation about that yesterday. And apparently you're kind of in the same boat as me, sort of not a geek.
Not a geek, more a Luddite than anything. But I have a little bit of Mac envy, I must say, because I've been dipped into the Apple world with an iPad 2.
Okay. Now, is she close enough to the microphone, mic? You're going to have to, yeah, you can pull it towards you. You don't have to scooch up so fast. You can pull it towards you. But you want, when you're talking, you want to be right up on top of it. Very good. So you said you have an iPad.
An iPad 2.
Okay.
Which for me has been the closest thing to having magic in my hands.
Yeah.
Well, I am a happy camper. And at any rate, you know, Miriam, I call you the nosework lady. So, and we've talked a little bit about what that is and so forth. And we will, between 10 and 11, that's what we're going to be talking about. Right now, we're going to finish up with follow-up and animals in the news and that sort of thing. And I'm glad you showed up. Because I got one more follow-up item, and then we'll get to one of our callers' issues that just called in, because it is pertinent and it is animals in the news today. But I'm glad you're here, because I have no idea what kind of a stand you take on this. So be interesting here. But let's do one more first. I just wanted to follow up with, remember that news story I talked about a few weeks ago, where some scientist somewhere started experimenting with the bird flu that didn't transfer between birds and humans, and they decided to fool around with it and make it more potent and make it transfer easily to humans and spread? And it's like, go figure. What on earth would you do that for? And then they got the powers that be, everybody got involved and said, well, you can't publish these studies because you're going to just teach people how to, you know, cause trouble with this virus. Well, the powers that be, World Health Organization and all that kind of stuff, got into the heated debate about this flu research. And the decision has been decided the decision has been made to publish the results.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the research happened in the Netherlands, right? As I recall.
Was it? I'm not sure. Let's see. Yep. Research is in the Netherlands and Wisconsin. So here in Wisconsin and the Netherlands, they made genetic changes in the virus and made it transmissible through the air among ferrets and animals considered a good model for the way flu behaves in humans.
Doesn't
you know,
make a whole
a
lot of sense.
We're making a better case for us to be in charge, don't you think?
Yeah. We could be they.
Yeah.
We should be they.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because then we know who they are.
We already made a decision before you got here. And the decision is we don't need daylight savings time back and forth anymore, that it should just be one thing all the time. So we've already decided that.
We're making progress today.
We are.
And we're not even an hour into the show, and we've made some pretty huge policy decisions.
Yeah, because often we're an hour in the show, and we haven't done squat.
Well, I wasn't going to put it that way, but
solving the problems of the world.
Yeah, one at a time. We got two down.
Okay. Well, so we're all in agreement on that.
Yeah, pretty silly. Actually, it's not silly. It's beyond silly. It's stupid.
Well, it's just, yeah, it is. I mean, come on.
What implications does that have for pet owners and people that live in a world with animals?
Well, and humans.
Well, humans, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And then then let's just publish the results to teach everybody how to do it. Oh, don't get me started on that. All right, now here's another one. And this is news, and a listener called in a little while ago and wanted to be sure that we addressed it. And if you don't know, today is the day that the annual Iditarod race has begun.
It'll officially begin today. Ceremonial.
Ceremonial start was stuff yesterday. Was all yesterday.
Yep.
The official start is today, and what is it like? Takes 7 or 8 days or something for them to.
Yeah, they. It used to be a 2-week deal, but technology has progressed to a point now where it's about a week or less, depending on weather.
And I'm sure. I mean, for anybody that's been under a rock and doesn't know what that is, it's like eons ago. What up in Alaska? Where, you know, there was no transportation and there were, I mean, I don't think they didn't have anything up there. And somebody got sick somewhere and they needed life-saving vaccine or medicine or something. I'm forgetting all the details from somewhere.
But you're right.
And the only way to get there was dog sled. And so the dogs came to the day and rescued and they traveled all this to get there with the life-saving, whatever it was they were doing, which was fabulous and wonderful and woohoo and all of that. Well, now it has become a competition sport, if you will, with dogs and many people, and it kind of dovetails with what we're doing today with, because nose work is could be called a sport. For people, right, Miriam?
It is a sport.
It is a sport for people and their dogs. I would put this in the good sport department for people and their dogs, and not that dog sledding is not. A lot of people are into dog sledding and having sled teams and stuff. But in my opinion, I will say that there are good aspects in terms of sled dogs and teaming and that sort of thing. And then there's the balance on the other side of the scale. And the good stuff, I would say, those that are truly are doing it on a small scale, you know, personally, dogs are functional creatures. They need a job. And there's a lot of really neat stuff going on with dogs and scooters and sleds and stuff where you can exercise your dogs and have great stuff. You've seen sometimes if you watch It's Me or the Dog on Animal Planet. I think even Caesar's done some dog sledding to exercise dogs and so forth. That's been really good. But then there's the other side are these really serious people about dog sledding and competing in dog races like the Iditarod. And the Iditarod in particular, and they have lots and lots and lots of dogs, and then they run this competition of running this this Iditarod trail, which I don't even know how many miles it is.
They have two trails. One's about 1,100 miles, one's almost 1,000, and they alternate courses.
Yeah, and and they're, of course, the big supporters of these races. And then, of course, there's me. And I just, you know, on a lot of things that have been rituals, have been done for a long time, you know, I say it's time for us to wake up and change what we're doing. And from everything that I have learned, from everything I have read and researched, there is just too much injury and abuse to these dogs. So I'm not a supporter of the race. I think that's what the listener wanted me to chime in on. I was interested, though, for Miriam to get here, because being as that, you know, she's in a trainer and in the sporting thing, I'm interested to know how you feel about it. And it's okay to not agree with me.
Well, I'm not aware, Martha, of the injury rate in that sport. I do believe strongly that dogs need a natural expression for their drives and that they're healthiest and the most balanced in mind and in body when they have that expression, just like humans are.
Yeah.
Again, I don't really have I don't have data on.
Okay.
I don't know if this is like that stampede race that horses pile off of the cliff, or I don't know what that rate is.
I've been making noises for a long time that I need to do a show. I need to get these people in here that can really educate all you guys and let you know what really goes on behind the scenes.
I'm just going to say I've actually been to several finishes of the Iditarod up in Nome, Alaska, and I have several friends who raise huskies and dogs. And what I can tell you, even though I'm not real big on the competition because I don't think it's necessary, as you pointed out early, is those dogs love to run.
absolutely.
They are bred and born to run. And out in the bush, they have a very functional service, particularly in the small villages.
Absolutely.
Because when they run out of fuel, those dogs go to work. And what I also, the other thing I'll say is that when those dogs, like when the winning team crosses the line, those dogs know they've won.
Yeah.
And they are feeling really good about it.
And I would agree with all of that. And that's kind of like the good side of the pendulum.
Yeah, that is. But the competition.
It is functional on all of that. But it gets the opposite side is when it gets into this competitive race.
Right.
Because it becomes competition.
And abusive.
There's big reward and acclaim associated. And when that part of the human ego gets involved, animals get abused because it's win no matter what.
Yep.
And then and we get dogs and, well, gosh, they aren't quite the best runners. They don't do the best. So they get dumped. They get stuck on chains. They get stuck in kennels. They don't get loved. They don't get to, we get more. And then we got to get more because these didn't work. So let's get more. Oh, these didn't work. Let's get more. And bottom line is, it's the human ego that gets involved. So don't get me wrong. I'm not saying, I'm a trainer. I have been a trainer for a long time. And, I'm a dog behavior therapist. Dogs are functional animals. I won't have fish in tanks. I won't have birds in cages. Folks, y'all know that. Animals need to do what they came here to do. And sled dogs and working dogs came here to work. Well, I've got the fluffy models chiming in now, saying, "Well, we came here to be pampered and spoiled and lay on the queen's bed and Well, those two. Everybody has to do what they came to do, but all dogs are functional creatures. But there's a balance here that gets tipped when the human ego gets involved and we get the competition and the long-term races. So I can't in good conscience support them, and I think I'm just going to have to, at some point, we'll just do a whole show with the people that really know what's going on. But don't get me wrong. It's not that I'm not supporting. Dogs need to work, and they do, and all of that. And, if you want to have your own sled and go out and run around the neighborhood or, the tracks and the scooters and all the things that dogs are pulling these days. And there's pulling competitions and stuff, but it's on a smaller scale. So that the animals aren't out there for 8 days at a time and in the training and the collecting of the animals. It's all in that, and it's the human aspect that's messed up.
It would be interesting to have people who are involved in that sport, and specifically in the Iditarod, come and have a dialogue with you, I would think.
And they do that. They have their communications people are more than available. Not right now because of the race, but I'm sure they'd love to hook up
and talk. And there's good people, there's good aspects, and there's people running the race that do have integrity, that aren't sucked by ego, that do love their dogs, that do care for their dogs, that are responsible. Not them I have a problem with. It's the rest of them that... And I just think it's an antiquated competition that needs to go away. It's like bullfighting, as far as I'm concerned.
Yep.
I mean, there's better aspects
of
the race. It's abusive in too many cases and too many situations. And there you go. So anyway, I'll look at some programming later on. Well, let's cruise quickly through because I want to get to the good news. Rankings from AKC on most popular dogs. Not much has changed. 21st straight year, Labrador Retrievers still number one. German Shepherd held on to number two. The Beagle moved into third. Goldens, My Heart Dog, number four. Yorkshire Terrier, Bulldog, Boxer, Poodle, Dachshund, and Rottweiler to bring up the end. The royal couple, Prince William and the Duchess of Cambridge, they got a little black cocker spaniel and they named it Lupo. this is interesting. I'm going to save that. They're going ahead with the plan to kill barred owls and open up logging in spotted owl terrain. which that gets a lot of people rumbled. So, but I'm going to save that for next week when Robin and I, and we'll tune in with the owl to the owls and find out what the owls have to say. Because, you know, maybe it's a good thing. I had all this. I didn't get to do news last week, but I had all this Westminster stuff. You know, because Westminster Dog Show was, week before last? So, because I would have done it last Sunday. Pekingese was the best in show. Anybody didn't know? It's been a long time. And then there was the couple that are both handlers and breeders that wanted to get married at Westminster. And one of their dogs, I think it was their Bull Mastiff, actually took best in breed, and they did in fact get married. And I do want to cover this just on general principles. A write-in editorial in the paper, and which I agree with. So Westminster Kennel Club has the mentality of Downton Abbey. David Fry, the director of communications, and this surprises me because I've known David for years, and he used to live here in this area, and he showed and bred Afghans and all of that. And Miriam's nodding, she knows, and he used to be on Animal World all the time in the Como days. He'd come to the studio, but he moved back east to run Westminster. That says director has declared that Westminster Kennel Club does not endorse the adoption of shelter dogs, because this would be unfair to the purebred breeders attending this illustrious event. And I can't believe he said that. And this writer goes on to say, how shameful, since many purebred dogs often end up in shelters because of overpopulation and because of people's irresponsibility. And then the side to that, you want to know what one of my best good news articles from last week was? A Weimaraner who was adopted from a shelter. And this dog in Florida was found, actually wasn't from a shelter. It was a rescue on Craigslist. Well, he was on Craigslist from a shelter. And he was abused and neglected. He had been starved. His nose was infected. His tail was raw. He was just in horrible shape, and this guy found him through Craigslist on a shelter, went and rescued him, and he qualified to be in the Westminster show.
Wow.
How cool is that?
Wow.
Mm. How cool is that? All right, the rest of this news stuff I'll save. Let's close out this first hour. We'll turn it right around. We're going to dump the tips so we have extra time, because I want to get to the best good news about animals, just a couple of really, really wonderful stories. So we'll finish up with the good news, and then we're talking sniffing dogs, nose work with dogs. You got to hear all about it, because you might want to do it with your dog. So stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.